views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're new to the show, big welcome to you. We're all about metaphysical topics, the angelic realm, energy healing, and some numerology and astrology where it fits in. And today it does. We have a full moon on March 1st, and it's in Virgo, which is a practical sign. And it's also what they call 11 degrees. Okay, I'm not getting too in-depth with astrology, but there's that 11 again for the 11 year, a master number in numerology. So it's an interesting full moon. The full moon, like I said, is a practical sign. However, there's a little bit of sensitivity flying up with this one. And if any of you have been feeling, if you've been feeling where you're either very negative with your feelings, or you're feeling down or anger or some of the darker emotions, or it's the extreme, because some of you are going to go, I haven't been feeling like that at all. I've been feeling great. That's what's weird about this one, because it's no gray zone with this one. You're either really feeling one or the other. And I want to bring it up because I want to help you if you're feeling the darker and you want to get out of that. Now, one of the things that I noticed that was quite interesting about this moon is it's waking up again. Now, not again. It's been waking up the sacral chakra. It seems to be charging that one, but that one is attached to emotions. That's the second chakra, which is, you know, just between your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and your third chakra. So okay, we're all good. Thanks, Carter. I don't know. Maybe it was just a delay, but we're good. We're here, and we have the chat happening over in YouTube. We have live streaming over on Facebook on Transformation Talk Radio's page, and I've shared it on my two Facebook pages. That's the Jen Royster Show. If you look that up, that's how you'll find that page, or just put in Jen Royster and you'll find me that way. It's Dr. Jen Royster on Facebook. Also live streaming over on my website. If you're trying to figure out what's going on, you're listening audio and you want to join us on the visual, you can go to my website and right on the talk show page, it's right there too. So welcome everyone in the chats. Welcome everyone that's watching, listening, and a big thank you to our network for helping me out with the Facebook streaming. It's a lot to do. We have a lot of things in front of us, and we really work hard to bring you a good show. So here we go. Now, what's going on with this moon? First of all, the practical part, you're going to want to feel grounded. This one's going to call in the emotions, like I said, with second chakra. Second chakra deals with creativity, emotional stuff. You might be feeling a little raw on the edge. You might be super, super over elated, happy, okay, or you might be feeling a little melancholy. I don't want you guys to freak out about that. This moon is purging and bringing to the surface where you are right now. If you feel some of the darker energies, don't freak out. Please know, do some grounding, and know that whatever you're feeling is coming up to the surface to be healed and released. That's the good part. Now, some of the other stuff that's going on is there's going to be insights. Not only are you purging with a full moon, because that's what full moons are. We're releasing, getting rid of stuff. Okay, that's why they feel so, what I call squirrely. You know, you're like, what's going on? Well, it's because we want to release those things, and we want to put that intention out there for what we want to bring in, which is what a new moon is in a couple of weeks. So these are good times to bring it. Bring it up, let it happen. Give yourself time to have a good cry if you need to. Absolutely. I got a couple of tips on what you can do. And the reason I'm bringing that part up first, because I know that some of you are feeling that. And I wanted to get, why am I not feeling all this positive she's talking about? Because I want to address, I know not everybody's feeling that. In fact, people get mad sometimes when you're being positive. I've had people get angry at me because I'm putting out positive and they're like, well, that's not how I'm feeling. Well, let's call it out, okay? Let's say that. Let's bring that to the table and talk about that. Yes, emotions, we have more than just happy emotions. That's realistic, okay? When they come up and they're not so happy, it's reflection time. It's like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel so emotionally charged by that? Now, because of that alignment, that 11 energy that's with this moon, it's practical, it's a full moon, all of these things lining up with it and moving into this whole year where it's been driving through with what February pushed us through into March, it makes it a very energetically charged moon to get a lot of things accomplished. It's also going to bust through the fog. The foggy, unclear parts that we just don't understand sometimes. Sometimes we just have, we want clear-minded thinking. We find if you feel like you're being very scattered or you cannot focus, I'm going to call it, it's ungrounded, okay? You have to ground a little bit. That's that, feel your feet on the bottom of your shoe, feel them in your shoes, feel them on the floor, stomp them around, get back into your body kind of thing. This year is going to demand that a little bit more. It's kind of a strong word to use, but honestly, I don't know another way to explain it. It used to be, okay, I'll learn how to meditate later, or oh, okay, yeah, and yeah, no. I find that if you don't, it just doesn't work. It feels so much better. You think better. You're calmer. You're not trying to trip all over yourself, so to speak, if you just take that couple of minutes of meditation time. And yes, I am saying that. I'll probably say it just about every week because I'm going to remind you, because that's how important it is. Some of the things that you can do if you're not feeling so cheery, or you're feeling, how come I can't feel all this positive, good stuff coming on. You know, I know that's out there because, you know, sometimes, people, you know, go at you and they've done it with me like, you know, I don't believe that anymore. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to convince anybody, but I am here to put out the positive and give people a choice. But what you can do, a couple of things, is the grounding, obviously. This, you know, it's clearing the energy out as it's coming up, because darker energy feels heavy and dense, and it's like sludgy energy. So you want to do whatever you do to clear it. Energy healing, Reiki, the salt bath. Salt's great. Just, if you're in a warm place, go for a dip in the ocean. Put the salts in your tub. Give yourself 20 minutes in that, because that salt and that water is a conduit, and it will draw that energy right out of you that you're trying to get off you. I work with the angels. I ask Michael every day, help me see clearly what I need to release and let go of. He taught me, and it's proactive, and he helps me see this is what you're attached to. That's why it's affecting you emotionally. Because if you're attached to it, it's going to affect you either positive or negative. So if you're feeling something's upsetting you, that's the cord you want to cut. And we're being called back with this moon to take chakra balancing a little bit more seriously right now. It's important. And I've been getting a lot of information about that. The angels that are coming through today, especially are Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, and Gabriel again, and Michael, because, you know, some of us just need that clearing, that balancing, that shift. We need to understand why we feel the way we do. So when we come back, we're going to go on a break, but there actually is a lot of good news. I want to say that there's a lot of good news in that's been coming through nonstop, and I'm going to keep putting that out. So if that upsets you, you can take it or leave it, or you can, you know, choose something differently, because it's just, that's the way it is. I used to go through those feelings too. I had to watch anger. And once I realized I'm choosing to be angry at that, I never did a detach from it. Then you just don't, it's not there anymore. Doesn't mean they change. It just means it doesn't bother you anymore. It's huge, huge. And it's very freeing. So I've given you a little intro on what we're doing. I'm going to put the number out if you want to call in, if you have a question, if you're feeling or experiencing something. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We also have chats open. I want to say hello over in the YouTube chat. And while we're on break, I'll go see what's going on, if there's anything in Facebook, and Carter's going to help me with the Facebook chats too. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, it's all about this full moon energy that's got a lot of charge to it. But guys, in the first section, we were talking about how it can have kind of an extreme positive or negative and maybe no in-between gray feeling to it. I started telling you about the things you can do if you're not feeling so positive right now. And I told you about the meditation, told you about the grounding part, told you about the salt bath. Another thing you can do is if you like essential oils, one that's very good with meditation and for just grounding and balancing how you might feel is frankincense. Yes, frankincense. If you put frankincense, a couple of drops on the bottom of your feet, because it's a strong, woodsy, earthy smelling essential oil. But I like that one a lot, actually. I use that a lot for my skin and my face. Believe it or not, yeah, I use a lot of organic everything. I just am that way. All of it, the makeup, everything, it's all organic. But I will use just straight drops. You know, if there's something that I'm trying to heal on my skin, just a drop. But it is very grounding. It's a great tool for meditation as well. Myrrh, also frankincense and myrrh. Doesn't that sound like a holiday to you? But both of those together actually have a nice scent, and they're very nice for your skin too. It can help heal your skin if you have a cut or a scratch. Another one would be lavender. Lavender oil is a very nice fragrance to it. Most people love lavender. It's safe for babies. It's safe for dogs. It is not safe for kitty cats if you have cats. Just keep that in mind. But it's one of the more gentle, pleasant smelling fragrances, and it relaxes you. It takes tension down. It will, you know, just kind of help you take that deep breath, and then you'll ground, and then you'll get your feet back on the ground and catch your breath. You know, if you're feeling scattered, emotional, you know, highly sensitive, things like that. Those are two very good essential oils. Now, when I talk about essential oils, I'm not talking about fragrance. You want to use 100% therapeutic, and that's what you want to look for. My favorite is a French lavender. There's different types of lavender. There's spike lavender. There's all kinds of lavender out there. But I prefer the French lavender scent. That's what we have here. I've used it to make my own products, soap, lotions. Gosh, when I had an office here, when I was doing the NMT work, we sold our products that way. And, you know, we had people that were loving those products, which I appreciate. But it's just, I like getting down to the earthy stuff, and I like knowing what I'm consuming or applying to my body. You know, that's the way I am about it. So those are two that are very good. So there's a couple of very pleasant physical things you can do if you're not feeling so great with this one, and it'll help you process these energies because you're in a time of purging with that moon. Now, Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, when I meditated for this show and I asked for insights to share, that's what I do before every show. I always ask what can help them, what can, you know, what's the guidance? Gabriel is very much about the communication right now. He's been quite active around me with a lot of things I'm doing. He's been very involved with the throat chakra class that we've been doing. And, you know, the students in that are, you know, really opening up with that. And I'm so proud of them. I'm very, very proud of them. But we have Gabriel that came in for this particular moon because the communications can get a bit muddled when it's metaphorically here, kind of foggy, and it's not a clear understanding, a clear seeing, clear hearing. That fog relates to not just seeing, but hearing, misunderstanding, communicating. Gabriel is saying, you need to get out there and find something that will make you laugh hard. I mean, you know, what makes you laugh hard? You know, do something, laugh hard. The laughter will bust it up very quickly. Like, you know, if it's a funny movie, you know, people get on YouTube and watch funny stuff. I don't know. But, you know, whatever it is, what makes you laugh? What's that? You're like, I don't know. I don't feel like laughing right now. See, I'm getting that from some people. And, you know, I can't make you do any of this. I'm throwing some suggestions out there. I've been in the same boat. I've been to where I don't feel anything. And I wanted to cry. And I couldn't. And I'm a highly sensitive, empathic person. And I'm thinking, how come I can't cry? And it scared me. This was years ago when this happened. It scared me. I thought, why can't I cry? Because I was in a very sad place. I was in a sad place. And then once I started to process that, all of that came right back. Now I don't hold that back. If they're going to come out, they come out. I go through this house and I go through when I work all day. I mean, Emmy and I, my dog, we sing, we play. We do the silliest things because it lightens the load. You have to cut yourself some slack sometimes. So some of the things that will help bust up that lower energy that you might be feeling with this moon, Gabriel says, sing, speak. Shout, not at people, you know, into a pillow works. It doesn't hurt anybody. You know, laughter, things like that. Those are fun ways to lighten the load. Now here, let's go through it a little bit more. Now, this moon, and this is what the angels were bringing up as well. This moon is very, like I said, practical. It's going to, once you harness and ground, and that's all it's going to take, you know, if you just took a minute to ground, you're going to find you're going to feel a lot better. It's going to have you looking at what you need to change up, because the lower frequency energies are really energetic toxin, okay? And is it something you're eating? Because your body needs support right now while it's changing cells rapidly to keep up with higher frequencies right now. I'm on my way to live in 5D living, and I feel that I'm in that more than anything. Sometimes you go back and forth, but honestly, after you live in a state of freedom that 5D, fifth dimension frequency gives you, and it's available right now, and then every now and then you might get around lower frequency, you're like, wow, that was really like, I felt like I dropped hard to the floor with a brick. You know, it'll feel like that. It's much easier. It's like, I think I'm going to go back. I prefer it over there. You'll find that what you're attracting to yourself too changes as your frequency shifts. That's very important. This moon, this energy is going to show you, the individual, unique insights about what you need to change or what you need to redirect, what you need to let go of, and have practical movement forward that will take you out of this stuck feeling. You know, like my intro, the stuckness. I know that word just sticks in your throat, but that's why it's that word, you know? And, you know, if you're trying to move forward and you're afraid, that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment, because this energy is going to rev up the digestive. Now, you're talking sacral chakra, which is the second chakra, creativity, emotions, relationships, that's second, Also, it's going to be kicking and knocking on the door of the third chakra, which is just above it at your solar plexus. And that one's about your confidence, your self-esteem, how you see yourself. It's your power center. It really is your power center. And digestive things are coming up physically and energetically. This is an interesting month. We're going to have two full moons in this month. So we're going to have that other blue moon at the end. But this one is really good. It's perfect timing to really do a review on where you are, where you want to be, what you need to do to get there, and what fear is in the way so, you know, you can move through that. So I really love this. I mean, the energy, as you start to work to release the negatives, you start to pop up and you feel more energy now. You have more energy for the things that you're trying to do because now you're not worn out dragging around those heavy bricks of energy that are pulling you down. I mean, if you really thought of it, I mean, dragging around cinder blocks, like, okay, drop it. And it's like, it's hard to do. Probably fear is the heaviest one, fear of whatever it is in your life that you're afraid to try or do. I just want to tell you that if you just try, it's absolutely worth it. Expect it to not be perfect if it's something brand new. Are you kidding me? We do that all the time on this show. You know, I mean, it's live. It's real. You know, it's life. But the more you do things and the more you try again, it's not a failure because it didn't work. It's, oh, okay, let me try something else. Okay, let's dig into that more. If you're passionate about it, you will find a way. You will find a way around the obstacle because that's your intention. The universe supports that. The angels support that. The angels are here to support your choices. What are your choices? What is it that you want? What is it that you don't want? And that focus is very important. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to dive into that digestive part and how it's affecting you that way and things that are going on with that. We also have some information from Archangel Jophiel that I want to bring in. And I'm going to go check and read a little bit on the chat while we're at break to see what we've got going over there. So if you're in the chat, you got questions, throw them out there. And we will be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And welcome back. Okay, we've been checking out the chat, so we're going to start over on the YouTube. We have Raven Wolf. She's saying, yes, she has found that letting all emotions come in is a good thing. The trick is not getting stuck in one emotion. Let them flow. Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about. And Candace, hello, Candace. And she's saying, yes, my tummy is not having a happy month, and I never had stomach issues. Well, you're going to like this next section, Candace, because this is probably why for you. I noticed that you, because I've known Candace for a while, and she's been with the show for a while, so I just want to say thank you to her. But she's been with listening since the beginning of the show, and she helps me out over on the YouTube chat. She's a wonderful musician too, by the way. You guys should go check her out. She is an artist, musician type, and she's very creative. And I noticed that she feels a lot of the stuff as it shifts. And she probably is not even aware that's what's happening, but then maybe she is. We also said we need to vent the anger and not let it smolder. Absolutely. Candace is saying that. And then over on, let's see, on Facebook, hello to Anne from Virginia. Oh, you're in the state of Virginia. Is it okay to ask where you're from in Virginia? Because I don't know how far away you are. I'm in Virginia Beach. So I'll just wait to see if there's a response to that. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but I just want to say hello to the Facebook chat as well. So let's talk about this, why it's affecting the digestion. Okay, here it is in a nutshell. Energetically, we digest energy. We digest it. We digest what we're, either we're accepting it, receiving it, processing it, digesting it, accepting change, not accepting change, or we're absolutely no, no, no. Okay. And it's subtle sometimes, and sometimes it's really under the radar and it's not so obvious. Sometimes it's just very, if you're not getting that, you're not processing something that's happening, or you're having a little trouble with it, or, you know, you're working on it, I want to explain that. Don't give yourself a hard time. Sometimes that will affect you physically. I know mine is like that. My digestive system will tell me very quickly if I'm resisting something over a long period of time. I learned the hard way. I don't let it do that anymore. And when it does, it's like, oh, I'm off track. I got to pay attention right away. So it's gone away, and I'm free from that now for several years because I really worked hard on it. But what's happening is we have a program side to us, our beliefs, our habits, the ego side of us when we're talking energetically and spirit, what we have on autopilot that we're used to. And when something is coming in, especially with this year and the last couple of years with all the changes, when we have something coming in that's different, it can have an immediate reaction sometimes before we can catch it. and we're trying to resist it. It's like a resistance to it. Now, I'm not saying you have to swallow and accept things that are just not right for you. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying there's a way to process even that. It's a processing so it doesn't affect you. If it's really upsetting you and you're really having a stressed out digestive system, where are you attached to this situation, this event? Watch out for that. Empathic people, you know what I'm talking about, but empathic emotions and feeling is what's coming forward right now. People that didn't feel before are starting to feel. Our heart chakras were pried open last fall. You know, that started. Sacral chakra stuff started at the end of last year. It's kind of ramped up right now. Throat chakra to express yourself. So all the chakras right now are starting to really wake up, and it's like time for tune-up. It's time for a calibration, a balancing of that. Each one processes different things. So if you feel a fear or, ooh, I don't know about that, or you're nervous or it's unknown territory, it might be challenging your confidence in something, it can affect your digestive system. So things like that, okay? Now, what can you do for your digestive system? Energetically, clearing again, the meditations, anything with relaxation. You know, watch out for the foods until you can get it calmed down, obviously. I mean, there was a time where I could hardly eat anything without it tearing me up. Now, it's fine. I mean, oh my goodness, I can eat the hottest sauce on the shelf and I'm fine, you know, but before, no way, not till I processed and accepted. And it was a lot of fear of change and what was I going to do and where was I going to go and, you know, letting it all go, all those bricks, those cinder bricks I'm talking about, those, that heavy weight. So the digestive system, it's an absorbing, you know, that absorbs. What does it do physically? It absorbs, it nourishes your body. Okay. If we're rejecting something happening in our life, I mean, if it's trying to change directions, it's, you know, what is that fire you're trying to walk through? It's kind of like that fear. I call the fear the fire we have to walk through. Things like that. If you're really having a hard time, this full moon energy will help you find practical ways, realistic ways that you can, your mind, your programming, your ego side will accept, like, okay, I think I could do that. Yeah, it'll give you some positive aspects, like, you know, maybe if this happens, it won't be so bad. Maybe it can show you some perspective in a different way. It just really depends on what's going on. Everybody has something different going on. This is where Jophiel can help a lot, because the joy and laughter and positive, that's really what Jophiel's about. Archangel Jophiel that's the angel you go to when you need an uplifting, positive vibe. And you're like, okay. It's not going to just do it for you, but you will be guided into some ways that you can do that for yourself. That is a very effective way to work with angels. You work with them by asking for some clarity or some insight or, you know, some synchronicities. And when you're showing that you're willing to do the work or take the step forward in that, man, they just magnify it like crazy. And it makes it so much more positive, makes it happen more effectively. That's really the best way to say it. So a lot of times we have to wrap our brain around, you know, they're not going to just do it for you. They're going to work with you, support you. And when you get it that way, it really starts to moves a lot. I'm also suggesting And this would be, you know, you guys need to check on your health and, you know, whatever it is you have on your health care, what's, you know, if you have allergens and things like that, there's no way I would know all that with everybody listening right now. But I do detoxes. I used to do them in the spring and in the fall, you know, the way we used to do it. Now I do something year round. And I don't do it heavy, but I every few days, I just make sure I'm calibrated with that, you know, just detoxing my physical body. And that's made a huge difference. Now I don't let it sludge up and build up so long. There's, you know, tons of things you can do for that. I personally use milk thistle, apple cider vinegar, lemons. I use fresh lemons. I use fresh organic lemons, and I love to throw them in the blender with organic blueberries or something. And I put in the whole lemon, seed, rind, juice, and all. Just grind it all up with milk thistle seeds. And I just, you know, you make it the whatever flavor you want. I use coconut milk. We use coconut water. I love coconut. I use kale. Use barley grass. I use a little bit of everything, spirulina, and the sky's the limit. Spinach, I mean, you name it. And honestly, every few days you just clean out, you know, just clear out, because that'll pull toxins that might be storing in the body. Our organs, like lower chakras and organs like kidneys and liver, they can kind of hold those resentment, anger, jealousy, negative energies. And it's kind of like a holding tank. So why keep it in there? I just take the trash out more often now. And that works for me. Not everybody wants to do it that often, but I found that that worked really well. And it takes a little bit of getting used to, because, you know, you are going to be purging. But energetically, you're working to purge along with your physical body. So things like that really, really help you in times like this. That's one of the things on, and I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to make sure I'm finishing up on that particular topic with the digestion. Hold on a second. Where did everything go? Okay, there it is. This moon is going to bring your focus, and then we'll go to break. This moon is going to bring your focus and your attention to what is going on for you, what you need to do. And if you're finding that it's stressful, tension, anxiety, any of that, okay, do some of the methods I've been sharing with you today. These are simple things. You don't have to do them all, but at least do one of them, right? I love affirmations. Not everybody likes them, but I want to say something about affirmations. Affirmations actually are what you believe. So we'll remind you, because this is something that is very powerful. What do you say behind I am? Do you say I am great or I am lousy? What are you saying? Those words and that projection and intention is whatever's coming out behind that I am. So I'm really cautious personally. I like to pay attention to what I'm saying behind I am. I like to put out a weekly affirmation with the newsletter. That's what I do. And I try to put it into the blog posts as well on my website, because why not? I try to do all of these things. I incorporate something every day, because it's made a huge difference. The energy level will come back if you start to work on it. Start with one thing and add as you go. But if you're really feeling drained, you can't sleep, or you're just in a bad place, it shifts when you raise your frequency. Because if you raise your frequency, now you're shifting. I think I'm going to skip the break, Carter. I got too much to say. If you're trying to shift, okay, if you shift the frequency, you shift what you're attracting in. That's huge. This moon will help you. You can journal. If you like to write and express your thoughts that way, do it. I mean, typing is great on the computer, but when you're really trying to purge an energy that you're trying to figure out, use pen and paper, pencil and paper. I say pen and paper so you don't go trying to erase it and change it and control it. And just blah, all over the page. Just spew it. Let it go. Don't edit. Don't try to hold back. Don't worry about what you're saying. Get it out of you, because sometimes we just have to get it out so we can release it. This is a powerful, energetic, I guess you could call it a ritual, but it's something that I've seen where analytical people or people that just, they don't really feel like they understand any of the metaphysical stuff, you know, especially with forgiveness and things like that. They go, I can't forgive. I can't let it go till I forgive. I go, why don't you do it the opposite way? Write it down on a piece of paper. Right. And a moon, a full moon is perfect for that, guys. And that's today. Write it down on a piece of paper, what you're trying to let go of, get rid of, forgive, whatever that negative, whatever it is. And then burn it or rip it up into a lot of little pieces. Okay. I've heard some people can put it in the freezer, but I like using the fire energy, the fire element, because it's transmuting, it purifies. And now you have a little bit of ash, and you can do a releasement ceremony if you want, but then you get rid of it, okay? I mean, don't go out there and be dangerous with anything, of course, but honestly, you can do this very safely if you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, just tearing it up with energy, if you have this in this form, you've gotten it out of you. When it's coming from you handwriting it, your energy from what's inside of you is coming out through your writing. That's being energy put out into the physical. Now get rid of it. Huge, huge stuff to do. That's very, very positive things you can do. I prefer that over freezing because I don't know, something, it just works better for me. Some people like doing the freezer and put it in a freezer. What else? Now, here's the good part. Jophiel says this is a very strong manifesting time. Of course it is. The whole year is. The whole year is. But you can do it. Because if you can just work a little bit on lifting some of that not so good feeling, okay, to something, just whatever it takes, okay, for you, and watch out for those dark feelings. Don't get all caught on them. Don't get caught up. Watch out for being caught up in somebody else's dark feelings. They're not yours to process. Empaths, heads up. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in what's happening with someone else's journey. It's not yours to process. It's important that you process your own. One of the things, and I'm just going to call it as I see it because I have to make sure I don't do it too, an empathic or sympathizing compassion, that has to be a detached compassion somewhat, because when you are compassionate, it doesn't mean you get all absorbed and that's your job to fix this and make this happen. We are here to help one another, but not to do and walk and fix the journey for another. Now you're getting in the way of them growing and learning from what they're experiencing. I got to put it out there the way it is, because I've tried all the ways it doesn't work. And my saying on all that is, yes, you have probably found what is really, really working for you. You're happy and you want to go fix the world. Careful, don't charge hell with a squirt gun. You're going to get tired and run out of water, okay? It just doesn't work that way. We work on our own. And that's the most powerful thing you can do in the world today, is work on your own. When you do that, now you're changing the world. When you're distracted and you're trying to fix somebody else's, that will never work. It'll never process. And now you haven't fixed yours either. So we're not getting anywhere. It's like the wheels are spinning and nothing's happening. So take time to make sure you're doing what you need to do, not avoiding. Watch out for addictive things if you're feeling in the, you know, on the dark side of things right now. Addictions can come up, bad habits, but they're coming up so you can go, you know what? There it is. It always makes me feel bad about myself. And then I get all preoccupied with it. Or you get all caught up in news that's bringing you down and freaking you out. do something to start detaching from that. That's where I call in Michael and say, you know what? That's affecting me negatively. Help me detach. Show me how I can detach from that. And I just focused on cutting all kinds of vines and garb and ropes and chains, whatever. I kind of do a visualization of that. And I see myself with Michael's support breaking all of that away from me. And it's the most powerful visualization, energy healing I've ever done when I really feel oppressed by something. So guys, I'm not always perfectly happy, cheery, but I am a lot more of the time than I used to be. I mean, everybody will go up and down with emotions. That's a part of you. They show you and you identify them. They're an energy. You see them, you acknowledge them, and then you let it pass through. It's like a storm passing through, you know? It passes through, and guess what? There's a sunny, beautiful, calm day on the other side of it. So don't forget that when you're going through something. So guys, how does that sound to you? Does anybody out there in the chats have any more that they want to put out there before we go? Got a couple of minutes before we're going to go. Just want to check, make sure. Looks like everybody's doing really good out there. Okay. One more thing, guys. This is a very beautiful full moon. Enjoy it. Absorb the energy and have the gratitude and the awareness of what it's showing you that, oh, that's what's causing that little bit of imbalance. That's what I need to focus or release on, you know, and make sure you're keeping it with what you need to work on, not somebody else's. If you just joined us in the second half of the show, in the first half, we went through a lot of other stuff and we went through some other tips on how you can clear and ground if you're not feeling so happy and cheery right now. The thing is, the dark stuff coming up can really teach us some things. Sometimes it's showing us our shadow side. We have to accept and love all aspects of who we are. When we accept who we are, it makes it a lot easier for us to accept differences in other people. I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of work that could be done in that area in the world right now. No wonder, you know, we got to work here. We can't be worrying about, you know, we have to focus and make that a priority to start changing the world. The fifth dimension is here right now. I personally intend and choose every day when I wake up to live in that every single day. I wake up, first thing I say is, and we say it to each other, I'm having a fantastic day. And this is already a fantastic day. I started with that intention. It made a huge difference just claiming that. Instead of, oh man, this is going wrong. And when things go wrong, it's like, oh well, okay. Well, I'm glad we discovered that. Let's figure something out. You have a completely different perspective on things. That in turn, your physical body will respond to. That in turn, you will start to attract some positive experiences in your life because that's just the way the universe works. If you're putting out and believing in all the, you know, that nothing ever works for you, then the universe is going to bring that back. That's just how the metaphysics of this works. I've played around with it and I've gone back and forth all over the place with it. I can vouch for it. Absolutely. I've done it with energy healing. I've done it to heal my own body. I've helped other people learn how to do that for themselves. And that's what I'm about, guys. That's what my intention is with everything that I do in my work is to help you succeed, help you heal, help you know how to do that for yourself. So, my goodness, that's a lot of stuff coming through. But you know what? It was good. It was really good. And I'm looking forward to seeing a beautiful moon up in the sky after it gets dark today. So I hope that in today's show, you have some ideas of what you could be doing. Now, if you're on the real bright, positive side of this and you're feeling good, don't worry about this. Then you go into a state of gratitude and sing your joyful song and put it out there in a light where other people can see that too. And it will help lift them. So guys, I want to say thank you. We're out of time. Thanks for watching, listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will see you next time here next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.